Last night, Daft Punk was the big winner at the Grammy Awards. The French DJ duo won Record of the Year for their hit single, Get Lucky, and they won Album of the Year for the song's parent album, Random Access Memories. But accepting the award on stage, the artists stayed true to their trademark robot-helmeted characters and didn't say a word.
Well, I suppose the robots would like to think. Honestly, I bet France is really proud of these guys right now.
That's Daft Punk collaborator Pharrell Williams doing the talking on behalf of Thomas Bangalter and Guy-Manuel de Homem-Christo. The two stayed in costume all night, white high-collared suits and shiny motorcycle helmets. But last year, those helmets came off for our interview about Random Access Memories.
Well, it's really the parallel between computers and hard drive and the human brain, but it's really also having fun with the word memory, which has become a very technical, very sterile term. And obviously when you use the plural, which is memories, it's something that is totally different. It's something that is highly emotional. This felt interesting to us right now in a world that is predominantly technological today.
You know, it's interesting because you were talking so much about kind of putting the humanity back into this music. At the same time, you know, a huge part of your persona is the idea of the robot. You guys are always in public with the helmets, so people don't know what you look like. The use of the vocoders and the sort of robo voices in the songs. It seems like it's the opposite, really, of what you're trying to do here.
It is and it is not, because the fiction and the story, it's about these two robots, which are us, that were somehow desperately trying to become human. And that's maybe what somehow is the story of this record. The story of these robots that are trying to feel an emotion in a world where humans are gradually now becoming maybe robots in a certain sense. But mixing both is what makes us excited about the future, about getting the best of both worlds.
That's Thomas Bangalter and Guy-Manuel de Homem-Christo, Daft Punk, from our interview last May about their now Grammy-winning album. And you can hear the whole conversation at npr.org. Everybody will be dancing, 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 everybody will be